This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Thursday, the 25th of June, and the time is 7:30 a.m. in New York. Equities are somewhat mixed today. In the U.S., the S&P 500 is down 0.1% and the Nasdaq is down 0.4% as of the latest close. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 is up slightly by 0.4%, while Switzerland's SMI is up 0.1%. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 has moved up considerably by 4.6%. In foreign exchange, 1 euro buys 1.135 US dollars, 1 US dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs, and 1 euro buys 0.92 Swiss francs. In commodities, Brent crude trades at $73 a barrel, down 1.1%, and gold is down 10 basis points, and sits at $3,988 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Thanks, Anna. So what drove the latest move in gold, and how do you see the near-term range?
Right, that's a good place to start. Gold fell below $4,000 an ounce on Wednesday for the first time since November, weighed by a stronger US dollar and the prospect of higher interest rates. That setback left the metal more than 26% below its all-time high set in January. Momentum and technical indicators suggest prices may continue to trade between $3,850 and $4,000 an ounce in the near term, as higher real yields and dollar strength raise the opportunity cost of holding gold. Even so, we expect prices to move toward $5,200 over the next 12 months, and we see current levels as an opportunity for underallocated investors to build exposure.
And how do inflation data and the Fed policy backdrop factor into your view?
Well, markets are watching today's core personal consumption expenditures price index, with consensus pointing to an acceleration to around 3.4% year over year. While that gauge may stay firm, trimmed mean and market-based measures, which are favored by Chair Kevin Warsh, continue to track closer to the central bank's objective. We also expect inflation to moderate in the coming months as tariff effects fade. The Federal Reserve is unlikely to raise rates in the near term. We think the Fed stays on hold for the rest of this year, with the next move a rate cut in 2027. Gold should find support when markets start to roll back expectations for further hikes. Slower growth as fiscal support fades into next year should also create a more favorable backdrop for bullion.
Right, and what is your assessment of the US dollar and what it means for gold?
In the near term, the dollar may remain supported, but long dollar positioning appears stretched in our view, which should limit further significant gains. Structural challenges, including large fiscal and external deficits and already elevated allocations to dollar assets, suggest the balance of risks becomes less supportive over time. A weaker dollar has historically been a powerful tailwind for gold.
Staying on that point for a second, are central banks still buying gold, and at what scale?
Yeah, good question. Well, preliminary data for May showed a pickup in central bank purchases, with Poland buying 18 metric tons and China securing 10 metric tons. We expect overall central bank buying to remain within roughly 750 to 1,000 metric tons on an annual basis. While that demand may not drive prices sharply higher on its own, it provides a stable foundation for the market.
So, what is the portfolio takeaway, and how might investors size an allocation?
We believe the long-term investment case remains positive. Gold offers diversification benefits during periods of equity market stress, geopolitical uncertainty, inflation surprises, and episodes of declining confidence in fiat currencies. Its relatively low historical correlation with traditional assets can add to portfolio resilience over time. We view an allocation of up to mid-single digits as appropriate for investors with an affinity for real assets.
Great, thanks, Anna. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today. Micron delivered a strong set of results on Wednesday, beating expectations on both revenue and earnings and highlighting continued strength in AI-driven demand, particularly in data center memory. Management guided for another step up in revenue next quarter, noting that the company has secured 16 long-term agreements with customers. Shares rose nearly 16% in after-hours trading, and the optimism helped Asian tech stocks recoup some recent losses. South Korea's KOSPI rose 5.4% on Thursday, while Japan's Nikkei 225 climbed 4.6%. Without commenting on single securities, the guidance reinforces our constructive view on the memory complex and semiconductor equipment stocks. That said, just as with the sharp correction this week, we would not be surprised to see higher near-term volatility given the strong gains so far this year. We remain confident in the fundamentals of the AI growth story amid rising AI capital expenditures, but we also expect the next phase of stock gains to come from a broader range of opportunities across sectors and regions. Investors should ensure their core equity allocation is broadly diversified. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.